Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
What is today?
What's today?
Today's Monday.
What's this?
Monday morning motivation.
Motivation.
Monday.
Motivation?
Monday.
Wake up!
Motivational Brigade, come through!
And not only wake up, but wake up with the mindset of being better than you were last week.
I love motivational speeches.
I'm really, really motivated.
Motivating.
Motivation for what?
Showtime!
Thought I could sneak in one more.
One last one, eh?
One last Prince song in honor of Kennedy's birthday over the weekend. Dan found, I don't know, purple feather boa in the hallway.
In the hallway. I saw some on the stairs, actually, when I just
here. How did that happen?
One of our coworkers.
I think it was Greg's wife. She had one.
But
Rachel from the front desk had
That's it.
So I was covered in it by the end of the night.
Yeah, it was everywhere. It was molting.
But how did it get here between then and now?
I think it was here on Friday.
Oh, okay. So maybe she brought it to work and then, I see.
Some of our coworkers pregame the party.
Here at the office.
Well, it's not like there's ever a boss here. I would too.
It is Monday, March 27, 2023. Good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
You made it.
I did.
Are you feeling any older?
Nope.
No? Feel the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, looking as young as ever?
Sure, of course.
Right.
I'm feeling a little older after
that. We wrapped it up at 10 o'clock. We rolled up the sidewalks, and that was it.
Please.
Yep.
That's when we hit the hotel.
Yeah. After the party was the after party.
It was.
Nope. I got up to the room after 10 o'clock and the girls were already in their pajamas. Yep. I'm like, all right, done.
No, well, that's not what the rest of the party did. No.
Which is fine with me.
Yep. There was a big party in the restaurant there. Well, it's good to see you, Kennedy.
Thank you. It is good to be seen.
Producer Dan.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I'm glad you did it on Friday night. That gave us an extra day to recover.
It was Saturday. I was like, this day is a waste. I'm not going to move.
Yep. I didn't get out of bed until 9 o'clock
good
on Saturday.
For you.
I DoorDashed food
you.
Twice that day. I'm not moving or cooking. I need to be here.
We had to pick up Barrett at 9, and then he had lacrosse, and we had to go life.
Oh,
it was not fun to do on Saturday.
God, kids are always making you life when you don't want to life.
Yeah, lifing is no fun sometimes.
Not after a party.
Nope. All right, we'll talk a little bit about that in the 7 o'clock hour. We will get a recap of the party. Producer Dan apparently has some audio. I can't wait to hear what that sounds like. I know I had an issue at the party. Is that some of the audio?
I haven't got to that yet.
Oh, but okay. All right. Okay, I don't think Kennedy knows his story yet. We'll save it. It's pretty funny, actually.
Okay.
In the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about life hacks. Producer Dan and I had some life hacks happen over the weekend, which are going to change your life.
You guys really are living your best.
We're going
your
to
best lives.
Change your lives at 6:15 this morning.
I swear, I just woo. Let
very
me tell
important
you a story,
stuff.
Guys.
And then we're going to continue on with the beard bet. The battle rounds are happening. We are taking the 16. We've narrowed it down to, I believe, 8. We'll see how it's going. One of us is going to be losing our beard very soon. We'll get in the Good Vibe Tribe here coming up in about 8 minutes on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson!
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
If you know of a story that should be featured in the Good Vibe Tribe, you can drop us a text with a link to that story at 617-931-1234. Here are a few more good news stories making the rounds this morning. An 80-year-old in Canada now holds a world record for donating more blood than any other woman. She started in 1965. She was 22 years old, and she has now donated over 200 units. That is around 30 gallons of blood in
Holy
her life.
Cats.
Her blood type is O positive, which is the most common, so it is in high demand. And it seems like this is a regular thing now. A DoorDash driver got pulled over in Nebraska while driving on a suspended license. So the cops grabbed the two food orders in the car and delivered them himself. Two teenage girls in New Orleans just solved a math problem that's been stumping mathematicians for 2,000 years. And it has to do with the Pythagorean theorem.
Math.
It's about triangles, Kennedy. A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Didn't teach you how to do your taxes, but boy, if you don't know what C squared is.
Well, that formula is taught in every geometry class, but it's not ideal because of something called circular reasoning. So they managed to prove it using trigonometry instead, and that is a big deal. They just gave a presentation at a math conference this month, and guess how many high schoolers were there? None, just them.
No.
And this sounds like a great way to order a cup of coffee that you're really going to love, Kennedy.
Go on.
Starbucks just launched a new site that's supposed to help you order the perfect coffee based on your zodiac sign.
Okay.
They partner with an app for horoscopes and psychics called Sanctuary. The website is starbucksstarsign.com. First, you choose your zodiac sign, like a Taurus or a Virgo. Then whether you plan to drink it in the morning, the afternoon, or the evening, because that matters, apparently.
Sure,
what if
sure.
Mercury's in retrograde?
Correct.
It eventually tells you your ideal drink, and then there's a link so you can order it online. There's also a decent chance they're just trying to push people towards their pricier beverages. Wow, this coffee that I need in retrograde is $22.
No horoscope is just black medium.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So last week we told you that Adam Sandler got the Mark Twain Award for comedy, and they had, you know, a star-studded event there. And so finally we got some of the audio from it. And this is Idina Menzel. She opened up the performance by doing a bit of Opera Man. For
Adam Sandler gave us Bobby Boucher and Happy to Yeah!
And Happy to
That's pretty good. Thank you, Kennedy.
You
if you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, friends.
Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Kelly Clarkson announced on social media yesterday that she is dropping a new album soon. She jumped on the Instagram, and here is what she had to say.
Chemistry, and it's called Chemistry because I was trying to find a word also... It might be one of the songs on the album, but I was trying to find a word that really described the whole thing.
Hmm.
So I think this is the divorce album.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this one's going to hurt a little.
Mm-hmm. I would have to imagine that Kelly's voice right now is probably sounding better than it's ever sounded in her life before.
Why do you say that?
Because she just is using it so much with doing the karaoke that she does on her TV show. She's just so well trained. She's so dialed in with her band. And then a divorce. I think it could be her best album ever.
She says the new album will be dropping soon and new music will be coming even sooner. Gwyneth Paltrow testified Friday in the the civil trial against the guy she collided with, or he collided with, on a ski slope back in 2016. He says she ran into him and left him there to flounder, and she says he ran into her. Here is part of her testimony.
I was skiing, and two skis came between my skis, forcing my legs apart, and then there was a body pressing against me, and there was a very strange grunting noise. So my brain was trying to make sense of what was happening. I thought, is this a practical joke? Is someone like doing something perverted? This is really, really strange. My mind was going very, very quickly, and I was trying to ascertain what was happening. Mr. Sanderson categorically hit me on that ski slope, and that is the truth.
So that happened.
It's interesting that this happened in 2016, 7 years ago, and they're just going to court now.
Mm-hmm. It's a backed up system.
The process.
Because he's lying, Dan, allegedly.
And there's all of that. So in some related litigation, Creed III star actor Jonathan Majors was arrested Saturday mornings in Manhattan on suspicion of strangulation, assault, and harassment. He was arrested after a domestic dispute that happened in the Chelsea neighborhood. A 30-year-old woman was taken to a hospital with minor injuries to her head and neck. Majors was taken into custody without incident. The woman told officers that she had been assaulted. Major's lawyer said in a statement that he is completely innocent and is provably the victim of an altercation with a woman he knows. According to the lawyer, video evidence of the incident, which occurred within a vehicle, and testimony from witnesses will prove the actor's innocence. The woman also took back her accusation of assault in written statements. The woman was having, she says, an emotional crisis for which she was taken to the hospital. We'll see what happens later.
There is a lot of stuff now on social media about him where other people are coming forward and saying that he is a terrible human being and that this is a pattern.
Soon as somebody gets famous, they come out.
The Army has paused a BLU Can Be ad campaign that was featuring Majors.
Mm-hmm.
And no word on, Marvel hasn't said anything yet, but we'll see.
Yeah, right. I saw that story over the weekend. I got to tell you, just when you're scrolling through your phone, the word strangulation in a headline does not look good.
No.
Mm-hmm. You're immediately like, what did he do?
Yeah, and like somebody put out a tweet a couple of years ago and said, everybody's loving on this actor that's coming up in Hollywood. But I'm going to tell you, this person is horrible. And then that thing retweeted from the original person. They were like, bingo, that's who I was talking about.
It's a big deal because he's the main villain of the new Marvel phase. Yeah. Like, he's the new Thanos. And if he's...
It just reminded me, too, when we went and saw John Wick 4 this weekend, they had the trailer for the new Flash movie. And the first thing I thought when they showed...
Ezra Miller.
Who was
too big of a money grab. They weren't going to not make that movie.
Right. So a lot of times Hollywood does not care if you're a terrible human being. They're just trying to make money.
Obviously, all these things are alleged, but blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And Adele is staying in Vegas. She will add 34 dates to her Las Vegas residency. You heard this first last week right here on The Dirty. Starting June 16th and 17th and ending November 4th. She will also record a live concert film from her performances. The news was announced yesterday just after the first Weekends with Adele residency series ended the night before. She tipped everybody off on Saturday saying playing to 40,000 people for 34 dates is not enough, and I know that. So I'm coming back for a few weeks in June, and I'm going to release it to make sure that anyone who wants to see this show can see it. Pre-sale tickets for this second run begins at 10 a.m. Pacific on April 5th, but if demand from tickets from verified fans exceeds supply, there will not be a public on sale. So what this says to me is make sure if you want to go, you're a verified fan, get in there early. Yeah,
that's what
I got.
All right, thank you, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Catches Law Group, the personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com. Excuse me. Where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say good morning to Kristen from Wareham.
Hey, what's up, Kristen?
Hey, guys.
Oh, we also have Stella in the car, too. Hi, Stella. Okay.
Fair enough.
Kristen, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
How old is Stella?
Stella is 12, going on 40.
Nah.
I have a son like that. What are you, sixth grade, Stella?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do older people make jokes to you about getting your groove back that you don't understand?
Yeah. He gets a lot of jokes.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fergie is 48 years old today. Which Black Eyed Peas song does Fergie spend time singing about her lovely lady lumps?
Oh my God. This is what happens when you're on the radio.
I know. It happens to me every day.
Fergalicious.
All right. Question number two. Today in 1995, Forrest Gump beat Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption for the Best Picture Oscar. Who was Forrest's lieutenant in the military who entered the shrimping business with him? Kristen is falling apart right before our very eyes.
I want to scream it, but I won't.
I know. All right. Question number three. Elon Musk says Twitter is worth less than half of what he bought it for, but it would be in worse shape if he hadn't purchased it.
Would it?
What is Twitter's logo?
A bird.
Can I accept that one, Dan?
She needs it. We'll give it to her.
Question number four. Grey's Anatomy is coming back for season 20. Who plays Dr. Meredith Grey?
My favorite show. Oh my God. I'm just completely bombing.
If you were
my
playing daughter, this not on the radio, you'd have four of them.
Probably
correct.
Right.
Oh my God. I get all of them all the time.
Question number five. Quest Love says some fans chased him 20 years ago in London because they thought he was Afro Man. Quest Love is a part of which legendary hip hop group that is also the house band for Jimmy Fallon?
Rusted Root.
Quite, all right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
That's a different thing.
Yeah. I just love that you're enjoying your complete and utter meltdown on the show this morning.
It's like, I love you guys.
Everything leaked out of your brain right before we started.
Well, we love you too, Kristen.
Totally.
Hey, Stella, how do you think your mom did?
Stella's bus came, so she's no longer in the car. And
She's probably happy to be away
from
that.
She's like, I don't want to be any part of this.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
I humiliated her, so she's fine.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Kristen got one out of five correct.
Shoot. You're making it sound like it was really bad.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Fergie, 48 years old today. Which Black Eyed Peas song does Fergie spend time singing about her lovely lady lumps?
My humps.
Yes, my humps, not Fergalicious. Today in 1995, Forrest Gump beat Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption for the Best Picture Oscar. Who was Forrest's lieutenant in the military who entered the shrimping business with him?
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
That's a pretty good lineup of movies.
Yeah, that's a good year.
2-0, question number three. Elon Musk says Twitter is worth less than half of what he bought it for, but it would have been in worse shape if he hadn't bought it. What is Twitter's logo?
A birdie.
Yes, a bluebird. 3-1. Grey's Anatomy is coming back for season 20. Who plays Dr. Meredith Grey?
Ellen Pompeo.
That's Kristen's favorite show, by the way. That's what she told us. 4-1. Question number five. Quest Love says some fans chased him 20 years ago in London because they thought he was Afro Man. Why are you chasing Afro Man?
Because I got high as a banger at the time.
He's a dope dude.
Cole 45 and two zigzags. Maybe that's all you need.
Questlove is part of which legendary hip-hop group that is also the house band for Jimmy Fallon?
The Roots.
It is The Roots, not Rusted Root. Yes, that is.
Send me on my way.
I lost a point for that.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Kristen, you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. We have for you a family four-pack of tickets to go see Bluey's big play on April 8th, coming to the Box Center Wang Theater for five shows. If you want tickets, visit boxcenter.org, but you are going for free, okay?
Yay, thank you, guys.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for listening this morning. We appreciate you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kristen from Wareham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
You were listening to Kennedy sing at her birthday party.
Slated, too.
Up on stage with Love Sexy, the Prince cover band. I can't decide what was better. Your singing, your outfit.
Why not both?
The whole thing, yes. Kayla knows dose. Was the party of the year. Everybody who was anybody was there.
Oh my gosh, really, Kennedy. Awesome. Saw a bunch of people that I had not seen in a very long time.
It was really great.
Seriously, you did a spectacular job. All of the decorations were really cool. Did you Photoshop yourself onto those candles?
I did.
That was what I saw. She had Prince votive tall candles.
Devotional candles.
Right.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, yeah, that's Kennedy riding on the back of the motorcycle with Prince. I was like, wow, you went all in.
Of course.
I hadn't partied like that in a while. No, I woke up Saturday morning like, ooh.
The band was so good. The colonnade was awesome.
They
the food,
so
Chef Nick.
Stuff. Chef Nick just nailed it. And Michelle, too.
And just seeing people that we hadn't seen in a long time, meeting some of your friends from back home for the first time. That was a lot of fun, too. Producer Dan got some audio. What is this?
Speaking
that we have
of
up
your
first?
Friends from back home, I talked to Margaret outside right after the party ended, who has known Kennedy forever, and just kind of got her take. All right, what's your name?
My name's Margaret.
Margaret, you flew in here for Kennedy's party, yeah?
Scottsdale, yeah.
Okay. How long have you known Kennedy?
I have known her since high school, sophomore year.
What was Kennedy like in high school?
She was super nice. She was a little bit rebel, and she was a little bit you. I probably can't say that.
Oh, it's fine. I'll beep it. You're good, baby.
Okay.
How was she a little bit rebel?
Because, like, people would say that you can't do something, and she'd be like, to do it anyway. And then she might do it.
What's your favorite Kennedy story?
One time we got arrested for soliciting beer when we were 17 years old and we were wearing our cheerleading outfits, and there were undercover cops in the store and they busted us.
So Kennedy got arrested in a cheerleading outfit?
Yes. However, it was parent night, and there were no cell phones, so the police could call nobody because all of our parents were at the game.
So it never happened?
Basically, it cost me $100, and we're all good.
What does Kennedy mean to you?
Oh, my God. She is everything to me. She is the strongest person I've ever met. She's the most loyal, amazing friend that anyone could ever, ever ask for. Period.
Thank you, Margaret.
Yes, I love you, Dan. Peace, America.
What?
Peace, America.
She said peace, America. That was the
best I love part. You, Dan.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's the end of the night. We're all lovey-dovey at that
friends.
Point.
All good friends.
And this next piece of audio is Kennedy's maybe oldest friend at the party.
Known her since I'm six.
Joanna.
Hi, so what's your name?
Joanna.
And how long have you known Kennedy?
She moved on my block when we were 6 years old.
So what was she like as a kid?
Well, she was a little spitfire for sure. Had her little southern drawl. And yes, ma'am, and yes, sir.
What's your favorite Kennedy story from growing up all those years together?
Oh, man. So there was a station that you could watch after school. It was Adam Ant and In Excess, and with her eyeliner on her eyelids, she wrote INXS on her lids, and I was like, oh my God, that's the coolest thing.
What does Kennedy mean to you?
Oh, shoot. She is like my sister and my life. Like, she's wonderful. She's a great human being, and I am grateful to be her friend.
Well, that was very nice, Joanna.
It's on my vape. It's to my while we were talking.
What happened?
It fell out of my bra. My vape fell out of my bra into my belly region. So let me reach right up here and grab it.
Oh, wow. That's X-rated.
Yeah. Hey!
That's X-rated, all right.
We got to know each other real well at the end of that interview.
That's Joey, all right.
All right, last piece of audio from Kennedy's 52.0 birthday.
It's from Kennedy herself.
All right, Kennedy, it's about 10. It's the end of your party. We're all very, very sober.
Yes.
So how was the party?
It was amazing. I mean, I just can't believe how many people came and danced, and the band was awesome, and it was amazing. I only had one anxiety attack, so I won.
Is there anything you want to say to all the people who came to support you tonight?
I just want to say thank you. It meant so much that they all came. You're all amazing, and you all have helped me in my life, and I'm just so happy. And to everyone that couldn't make it, I understand, and I love you. And next time when I do it again, when I turn 62.0.
Carson didn't do one Friday free-for-all?
No, he killed it tonight. Killed it!
52.0, baby!
Nice job, Kennedy. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was so good.
It was an all-timer.
And to all the ladies that I ran into when I was in the ladies' restroom instead of the men's bathroom, I want to apologize to you.
Are you joking?
I am not. I went in there multiple times not knowing that it was the woman's room.
It literally says it right outside.
What can I tell you? The first time I went in there was nobody in there. I was like, wow, this is such a fancy bathroom. There's no urinal. So I just went into the stall.
And then the next time
I went in there and came out, and there were three women, including my wife, wanting to know what I was doing in the women's bathroom with some other woman.
Oh, scandal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, like last week or the week before, we heard that Harry Styles was dating a normie, and now he is kissing up on Emrata. That is right. Emily Ratajkowski and he were spotted in Tokyo making out after his show there. They were dancing alongside each other. They were under an umbrella, hiding from the rain, and just kissing like they didn't care who saw it. They looked awfully cute.
Now, wasn't she for a hot minute with Pete Davidson?
She's been with a few people for
sure. Then Eric Andre, the comedian.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And the more interesting part is that at the Oscars, a month ago, she was photographed with Olivia Wilde because they're good friends. So there's that.
What is her name again? Emily
Ratajkowski.
Ratajkowski? Is she a what does she do for a living?
We have this conversation with you every time we bring her up.
Yeah.
She's a model.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's professionally very pretty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't she in the Blurred Lines video? Isn't that
yes,
how she,
I think that was like her breakout.
That's where she came to fame.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
It's funny when you look her up, it says, why is she so famous? And it says, breakthrough and rise to prominence, the Blurred Lines video garnered her notoriety, especially as a sex symbol.
Mm-hmm. She just seems like a lovely gal. So, good for her.
She was the 2013 Esquire magazine Woman of the Year. And she beat Jennifer Lawrence in that.
Yes.
There's everything you need to know about her. And I'll forget and ask you again 6 months from
and
now.
We'll
she's dating somebody else famous.
And we'll be here. So Daniel Radcliffe is about to be a father. How old does that make you feel?
You're a father, Harry.
You're a father, Harry. He and his longtime girlfriend, Erin Dark, confirmed the news on Saturday. They stepped out in New York the day before where she clearly had a bit of a baby bump. And so they were asking. And so they said, yes, it is indeed happening. I just can't believe he's going to be a dad. Mm. That is
You're a wizard, Harry.
Congratulations.
I hope they just lean into it and do a Harry Potter gender reveal. Put the little baby in Slytherin.
Little sorting hat. And Robert Kraft is doing something pretty cool. Maybe the most ambitious public awareness campaign about American anti-Semitism. Robert Kraft plans to spend $25 million flooding the airwaves with depictions of hatred against the Jews over the next 6 weeks. This launches today in an aim to show advertisements to every American adult at least 10 times for a total of more than 1 billion impressions and ask them to post a blue square emoji on social media to draw attention to anti-Semitism. Matthew Berger, who is the director of the Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism, who is managing the project, says, "We believe this is the most effective way to start a conversation with people across the country." And I think this is remarkable.
It's a very nice job. I would also like him to spend $25 million on some players, but that's for a different conversation.
That is a different line item.
Because
in his budget,
the odds came out over the weekend for who people think are going to win the Super Bowl. And the Patriots have the worst odds in the NFL at 70-1, and it is the worst odds they've ever had.
The worst odds in the entire NFL?
It is the worst odds they've had since Bill Belichick has been coach and Robert Kraft has owned the team.
I mean, there's worse teams than us. I mean, that's not a ringing endorsement, but there's worse teams than us.
Are there, though?
We're mediocre.
Everybody's gone or retired or something.
Yeah, it is not good, Dan. Does not look good.
And in a story that I don't even know if I want to read this stupid story. Did you see this Kanye West post about Jonah Hill?
No, I didn't.
So, the king of anti-Semitic remarks has gone onto the Instagram, posted a picture of the 21 Jump Street movie poster.
Okay.
And said, "Watching Jonah Hill and 21 Jump Street made me like Jewish people again. No one should take anger against one or two individuals and transform that into hatred towards a million of innocent people." Good. "No Christian can be labeled an anti-Semite knowing Jesus is a Jew. Thank you, Jonah Hill. I love you." So, Robert, you've got one place to start, and that's right there with him.
It's so weird.
I mean, 21 Jump Street was pretty good.
That's a good movie. That's a fun movie.
If anyone can bridge the gap, it's
sure.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that.
Dirty was the service of Shaw's and Star Market, and that's what I got.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Jackie.
Good morning.
Hello.
Jackie.
Good morning.
Kennedy, Jackie is hiding something from us.
Why?
I don't know why.
There's no secrets here, Jackie.
What happened?
Jackie won't tell us where she lives.
Why?
I don't know. What's going on, Jackie? Why don't you want to share? You in witness protection?
Please. I told Dan where I live, and I live in Lowell.
Lowell. I get it.
Lowell.
Yep.
It's said with love.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the mayor of Lowell one day. It's my second favorite city in Massachusetts.
I can't wait.
Can you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you the cash. Again, if you tie, that is a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 4,939 wins, 371 losses. Are you ready?
I guess.
Adidas has cut ties with Beyonce after her custom clothing line, Ivy Park, missed its 2022 sales projections by over $200 million. How many stripes does Adidas have on their clothing?
3.
Keira Knightley turned 38 over the weekend. She's best known for her role in Pirates of the Caribbean and Love Actually, but she also starred in the coming-of-age soccer movie. What is it called? It's Bend It Like Blank.
Beckham.
Daniel Radcliffe and his girlfriend are expecting their first child in Harry Potter. What is the scar on Harry's forehead shaped like?
a lightning bolt.
Jane Fonda said Jennifer Lopez never apologized for cutting her when filming the slapping scene in Monster in Law. Which movie about a Patriot Super Bowl did Fonda star in alongside Rita Moreno, Sally Field, and Lily Tomlin?
80 for Brady.
Harry Styles and Emily Ratajkowski were seen kissing on the streets of Tokyo Saturday night. There's also an old interview where Harry named Emily as his celebrity crush.
Well, he's living the dream.
Is Harry Styles older or younger than 30?
He is... Oh, my God. I know this. He's younger. He has to be, yeah, younger.
Are you sure?
You want to phone a friend? You want to phone Emily?
No. I don't know her number anymore. But, yeah, lower than 30. Under 30.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Nice job, Jackie. How was your weekend, by the way?
It was, an average mom weekend.
Average mom weekend.
Sounds exciting.
Maybe some time at the grocery store, some time at a field or like a thing like
both
that.
Both of those.
Right?
Both of those.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what we did. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Jackie got 5 out of 5.
Wow. Okay.
Oh,
nobody
God.
Messes with LOL.
No.
LOL.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Mm-hmm. Adidas has cut ties with Beyonce after her custom clothing line Ivy Park missed its 2022 sales projections by over $200 million. How many stripes does Adidas have on their clothing?
3.
Keira Knightley turned 38 over the weekend. She's best known for her roles in Pirates of the Caribbean and Love Actually, but she also starred in the coming-of-age soccer movie. It's called Bend It Like Blank.
Beckham.
Daniel Radcliffe and his girlfriend are expecting their first child in Harry Potter. What is the scar on Harry's forehead shaped like?
A lightning bolt.
What'd you say?
A lightning bolt.
Jane Fonda said Jennifer Lopez never apologized for cutting her when filming the slapping scene in Monster in Law. Which movie about a Patriot Super Bowl did Fonda star in alongside Rita Moreno, Sally Field, and Lily Tomlin?
80 for Brady.
Harry Styles and Emily Ratajkowski were seen kissing on the streets of Tokyo on Saturday night, Kennedy.
Yep.
There's also an old interview where Harry named Emily as his celebrity crush.
Yep. Sometimes you get lucky like that.
Is Harry Styles older or younger than 30?
Younger.
Question number one, you said 3. That is correct. We're tied at 1. Question number 2, you said bend it like Beckham. Yes, of course. Question number 3... It is a lightning bolt, Kennedy. Tied 3. Question number 4, 80 for Brady is correct. And question number 5, you said he was younger. He is actually 29.
Ooh.
That is correct. Well, Jackie, unfortunately, you don't get the win, but with a 5-5 tie, because I know it really upsets our boss, Sal, who we saw over the weekend.
Yep.
Just, he bought the whole hotel up is what he did with that. Do you see he has a black credit card, Dan?
Ooh.
Yes.
He did not buy the hotel. I did.
Yeah, he bought the hotel. I'm telling you.
I promise. I did. Because if he bought the hotel, I would have gotten some money back, and I didn't. So, no, that did not happen.
But either way, take his money right now.
That's right, because we're giving you the $100.
Hashtag suck it,
Sal. Thank you.
Yes, of course.
LOL.
LOL. All right, Jackie, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jackie from LOL. LOL. And I can't beat Kennedy, but I can try her.
Yes, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter,
and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
The beard bet is on between me and producer Dan. One of us is going to lose our facial hair at the end of all of this. We started with 16. I got 8 songs from the 90s. Producer Dan got 8 songs from the 2000s. In fact, I played, I think, most of my songs at Kennedy's birthday party just to try to get him a few extra votes over the weekend.
I ran up to you and was like, foul play.
That's unfair. He came up and yelled at me when I played one of the songs.
I see what he does. His little sneaky behind the scenes stuff.
But it was a floor filler, wasn't it, Dan?
I don't recall anybody dancing.
Okay, so Kennedy here in just a minute is going to reveal. We had the Shaggy 16. We are now down to the Unshorn 8. Before you get to that, we're going to have a quick battle, Kennedy.
Oh, all right.
Carson and Kennedy's Beard Battle Round.
Lasers.
We're going to start first with Dan's pick from the 2000s. It is the Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling.
Just the biggest song from 2009, an absolute. Speaking of floor fillers.
Yeah, I almost played this at the party, but I didn't want to give you that.
So you deprived the people.
I did.
For your own selfishness. I mean, of course this song made it through. It might win this whole competition.
It's a really strong song, and it spans generations. Like, grandmas love this, and 5-year-olds love this.
Yeah. This song beat out This Is How We Do It.
Oh, so Montel Jordan is out.
Which must have been a tight contest, because on Friday, Montel Jordan was winning.
Yeah, it was wild. The votes came in hard and fast, let me tell you.
Yeah, you can vote online at mix1041.com. So in the Unshorn 8, I got a feeling for the Black Eyed Peas here, is going up against Dan's favorite song of that era. You had the CD, 2 copies of it, right, Dan?
I did have 2 copies of the CD.
But I get up again.
Who did Tub Thumping take out there,
Tub
Kennedy?
Tub Thumping took out Say My Name by almost 100 votes.
Oh, Destiny's Child. Down goes Frazier. Wow.
So, all right, people don't like Beyonce anymore. That was my miscalculation.
Yeah, Dan, I think you overestimated the power of the Beehive.
I'm very surprised.
Yes.
I am very, very, very surprised that song didn't do better.
All right, so that is one of the brackets right there. So you have Tub Thumping versus the Black Eyed Peas. Again, if you want to vote for that, you can do that right now at mix1041.com. Let me get you the next bracket, and I think this is my winner. This is the champion.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now
when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough, because you notice that butt was stuck. I did not play this one on Saturday night, even though I thought about it. I was like, I don't want to rub it in Dan's face.
Yeah, this one won over Taylor Swift's Love Story by 100 votes.
Look at that, Dan. I took out Taylor Swift and Beyonce in the first round.
Wow.
Gone. See ya.
You're still going to lose, though. You don't get to keep your beard for winning 2 times in round 1.
I don't know about that, Dan. All right. And so this one is going to be going up.
Against Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, hold on. Let me grab it. Here it is. Such a good song. Such a good song. And this one hurts me because you know what an NSYNC I am.
Hey, hey. I'm sorry, wait. Bye, 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 bye. This song absolutely smoked your Backstreet Boys song.
Yeah.
By 175 votes.
Mike Mullaney, our music director, said this song defined a boy band generation. He said this song marks a moment in your life when you remember this.
That is a true
And this is going to be a tough one to beat. So,
well, thank you for that plug. I don't even need to say anything.
Well, I'm still going to lose to Baby Got Back because that song just smacks. Is that what they say, smacks?
I think Sir Mix-a-Lot's working at a car wash right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if that's true. I don't think he is,
Dan.
I didn't
fact check it. It was on Wikipedia.
Okay.
He had like a MasterCard endorsement a couple years back. I think he's doing all
right. Those songs still show up in commercials today. That's how you know they're good. Okay, so in the Unshorn 8, so recap those brackets and then give us the other ones, Canada.
All right, so it was Tub Thumping versus Say My Name. Tub Thumping came out victorious. This Is How We Do It versus I Got a Feeling victorious.
Boom. Okay.
Love Story, Baby Got Back was victorious. And Bye 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 over Everybody, Backstreet's Back, Bye 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 victorious. So in the others, we had Return of the Mac against Inda Club. And Inda Club, Wyatt won by almost 250 votes.
That's a good
votes.
One. Yeah, I can't hate on that
Go
one.
Go Shoddy.
Good job, Dan.
And
congratulations
then,
to you.
Yeah versus Bop was not even a close to competition. Yeah. So we have Yeah versus Inda Club.
So I'm not even in that quarterfinal there. I have no songs represented.
I can see the hair follicles coming off of your face as we speak.
I sense a problem here.
You were talking real reckless at the start of this segment.
And then over in the other, it was Hey Ya versus Livin' La Vida Loca.
That one was close.
It was very close. Hey Ya won.
No!
Andre 3000.
What? You're kidding me. I thought Livin' La Vida Loca was my sleeper.
Jump Around and Party in the USA. Party in the USA took it home without
Let's
even looking
go.
Twice.
Oh, my.
So Carson, what do you have in there?
Need a Cinderella story.
What I need is somebody to sharpen a razor, apparently. What is happening? All right. So that means it's Tub Thumping versus I Got a Feeling, Inda Club versus Yeah, Baby Got Back versus Bye Bye Bye, Hey Ya versus Party in the USA. I only have two songs. Okay, so if you want to vote, go vote at mix1041.com. I'm begging you for your vote. And I'm turning off Dan's mic.
That's fine. I don't need a mic. I'll project.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. The Beard Bet is happening.
Carson and Kennedy's Beard Bet Battle Rounds.
We are now down to the Unshorn 8. We had 16 songs. I had the 90s, Dan had the 2000s, and I was eviscerated during the Shaggy 16.
I told you I was going to rain bangers down on you all week.
I am very surprised.
I am not.
I am I am surprised that with Taylor Swift losing and Beyonce losing, that I still lost so many of them.
Just speaks to the depth of my selections.
No, you really did a fantastic job. But it ain't over, baby. Let's check with Varsha from Sudbury.
Rocky.
Good morning, Varsha.
Good morning.
All right, so we got Baby.
I'm so sorry, Carson.
Oh,
well,
she's not even going to let me finish. It's she's just apologizing to me.
Varsha, why are you sorry?
Because I just had to choose all of Dan's songs. I mean, they just vibe with me. Two of them are my college years, so really fond memories.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two are from when I was in school, middle school, and particularly Party in the USA is my theme song for moving to the United States. So,
let's go!
That is so cool.
I mean,
all right.
I'm emotionally attached to these songs.
I get it.
So you're saying my beard is safe that I've had for 12 years now.
Yes.
Thank you, Varsha, for your support.
And I do want to see Carson without a beard, so maybe I have some,
then go vote. I like that. I love, Dan, the part where you said, Varsha, why is that? Knowing that you answered the phone call and knew exactly what the answer was going to be.
I'll throw it right down the middle so she can knock it out of the park.
Carson, are you really suggesting that there was favoritism when you sit back there and don't play his songs and play your songs?
Justin is from North Andover. What do you think, Justin? So we have Baby Got Back versus Bye 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 and then Tub Thumping versus I Got a Feeling.
Carson, last week of Livin' La Vida Loca, Mbop, and Tub Thumping, I knew you were in trouble.
No.
I was actually surprised you didn't pick Macarena.
He was going to say the Macarena, I think, right?
Most annoying bracket of all time.
I have the most annoying bracket of all time.
So you think Carson's selections were poor?
Yes. Yes.
Huh.
All right, why did I answer Justin's call again? I just wanted to vote, not call my character and music selection picking
there
out.
There's nothing in there about your character. It was about your music selection.
Yeah, that was up front and center.
Thank you, Justin. I love you, too. Liz from Canton, what you got?
I was going to say that Tub Thumping is a very solid choice. You can't really beat that song, but I'm Team Dan all the way. It's 6-2. And you got to protect that voice. As soon as I heard that voice, I'm Team Dan.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you.
Dan over there.
All my voters, I want to say.
Thank you. Get out.
Thank you, ladies.
I appreciate all of you.
You can hit me up on Instagram. It's producer Dan the man.
I got
see what's happening here.
You.
Take your Tinder profile elsewhere.
I don't even
Kayla's from Wilmington. Kayla, help me, please.
Yes, definitely. I think Tub Thumping,
Tub Thumping should definitely win. That's coming from a millennial. Okay. I got a feeling it's just a horrible song.
Thank you.
It's never been good.
Yes. So I feel like at this point, we really need you guys to spread the word voting-wise. Like, if you want Carson to be victorious, he really needs your help right now. So if you want to post it on your stuff,
right,
be Team Carson.
I would appreciate
that. He really needs your help. And do the same for Dan, because reciprocity is important.
Equal time
is important. But, yeah, for those of you that are pro-Carson, I would suggest crowdsourcing.
A small but vocal minority. From the 508, don't worry, Carson. I want to see Dan without a beard, so I've never seen that
before. Oh,
there
we go. That's what I'm talking about.
It's true. I've been here 10 years, and neither one of you have seen my face.
From the 352, Carson, why didn't you pick No Diggity as an option? I know.
Guys, let's stop looking backwards. We need to look forward.
Let's look forward to my victory and Carson getting his face shaved live on the radio.
My entire life's work as a DJ now is hinging on Tub Thumping and Baby Got Back.
What a time to be alive, Carson.
What a time to be alive. All right, vote right now for the beard bet at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by our great friends at Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketchslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win.
Nothing.
How about a little KLG?
KLG.
I like it. Everybody say good morning to Linda from Burlington.
Hello, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Linda, listen.
Hi, guys.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Linda?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thing. Good luck.
Bye, Felicia.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio and cannot hear anything that is about to happen. Here is question number one, Linda. Jonathan Majors from Creed 3 was arrested after a domestic dispute with a woman, but his attorney says he's innocent and the charges will be dropped. Who played Creed in those most recent movies?
Oh, my God. Creed?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure.
All right, question number two. Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber are trying to move past the narrative that they're enemies. Selena even made a plea to her followers to leave Hailey alone. Why is there supposed to be drama between the two?
Justin Bieber.
Question number three. Pauly Perrette is 54 today. She starred as Abby, the goth lab expert, for 15 seasons on which show?
What's the name of the person again? I'm sorry.
Pauly Perrette.
Perrette?
Okay,
so.
Pauly Perrette.
I don't know. Law and Order? No idea.
Question number four. On the Drew Barrymore show, Drew, Jennifer Aniston, and Adam Sandler talked about doing a Three's Company remake together. Take a listen to this one and finish the lyric. Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are blank.
Three.
And question number five. A horse died of cardiac arrest on the set of The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power Season 2, and now PETA is calling on the show to stop exploiting horses and use CGI instead. In Lord of the Rings, what is the mythological world called?
I've never watched even one season. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Linda!
What is that from?
It's just a meme on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Was it a Vine?
Maybe.
Back in the day. It's a little kid going, Linda, listen, talking to his mother.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. It's called Linda, 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 listen, honey.
Linda, listen. Vine might as well be hieroglyphs now.
I'll have to go back and find that one. Linda got one out of five, Kennedy.
Sooch.
Oh, it's not a boo. It's a sooch. That's different. We love sooches around here. That's one out of five. These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
You bet.
Jonathan Majors from Creed 3 was arrested after a domestic dispute with a woman, but his attorney says he's innocent and the charges will be dropped. Who played Creed in those movies?
Michael B. Jordan.
1-0. Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber are trying to move past the narrative that they're enemies. Selena even made a plea to her followers to leave Hailey alone. Why is there supposed drama between the pair?
Because Selena used to date Justin and that people just can't let go of it.
Yes, the Biebs. Question number three, Pauly Perrette or Pauly Peretti? We're not sure, Kennedy. It's 54 today. She starred as Abby, the goth lab expert, for 15 seasons on which show?
NCIS, and I think it's Perrette.
3-1. Question. You hear that, Dan?
Oh, honey.
Wow.
Let him have it, Dan. He needs it.
I never get dubs. Dan, let me have this one. 3-1. Question number four on the Drew Barrymore Show. Drew, Jennifer Aniston, and Adam Sandler talked about doing a Three's Company remake together. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Finish the lyric. Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are blank.
Hers and hers and his, Three's Company too.
Great theme song. 4-1. Question number five. A horse died of cardiac arrest on the set of The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, Season 2. And now PETA is calling on the show to stop exploiting horses and use CGI instead. In Lord of the Rings, what is the mythological world called?
Mordor. Dang it.
Middle Earth is
what
the
is Mordor?
Answer.
Is that where they go and
that's
dump the ring?
That's where they have to dump the ring. Mordor is a place in Middle Earth. Middle Earth is the
thank
world.
Thank you, sir.
It's a nightclub in New York City. One of those
there's a giant eye in there.
Right.
Oh, there's some giant eyes in the nightclubs in New York City, but that's for a different reason.
Got him.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Linda. You don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I can't beat Kennedy. I've tried twice.
Linda.
Linda, Linda, Linda.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.